as they say, it's nervous time for many reasons in this country. And the world is watching. And believe me, the Russians are watching very carefully. If Hillary is allowed to take this country and run it down the neocon road, we are in grave trouble. Not a joke. Not at all. Look what she did in Libya. Look what she did in Iraq. Look what she's did to this country as Secretary of State. All right, what we're going to do is bring on David John Oates a little early tonight because he's got many reversals we want to go through before the election. And David, are you there?
Yes, I am, Jeff. How are you this evening?
I'm very good, thank you. Say hello to Madeline. She's standing by as well.
Hi, Madeline. How are you?
I'm doing great. Yourself?
I'm doing well. Enjoying the nice spring weather we have here in Australia.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah, right. It's a beautiful day outside. Now, gorgeous.
You've been busy, and as you know and as we've talked about so many times, the reversals between these two people could not be more diametrically opposite. It is stunning. When you get a man of the sophisticated complexity of Donald Trump with the life he's led and all the things he's done and all the people he's known, to have him come across so incredibly honorably with reverse speech is astonishing to me.
Well, it was very obvious. I just made up two YouTube. Well, I've been spending the last couple of days going through all my Trump and Hillary reversals. There's hundreds of them, and I've picked out the clearest and most relevant. I've got about 50 each. And when you look at them side by side, it's just chalk and cheese. They're absolutely stunning. I've uploaded two videos to YouTube.
Yeah, I have them up. They're up in headlines, yeah.
Oh, good, good. The best of Hillary Clinton and the best of Donald Trump. And you listen to those two reversals, those two videos, and if you can vote Hillary Clinton into clear conscience, I don't know what to tell you. It's absolutely stunning. Absolutely stunning, the difference.
Now, we have to all remind people. David's been at this 33 years and counting, and he has listened to tens of thousands of reversals and who knows how many. This is something, again, that it warrants the highest regard and certainly at least consideration on your part. If you don't buy it, fine, but listen to it anyhow and see if you can explain away the diametrically opposed viewpoints, positions, lack of morality on one hand and total morality on the other that you're going to hear. These are stunning, just staggering.
It's remarkable, to say the least.
Yeah. So, David, go ahead and let's see what you've got. Now, you played a new one about Hillary the other day, and that was a knockout. I don't know. Whenever you want to play it, don't do it now if you've got a... I'm sure you have a lineup of things you want to play. But
no, that's okay. I can do it now. No, we'll start off with it. That's actually a good one to start off with because it was in the latest round where the FBI reopened the file and she made a comment accordingly. So here she is commenting on the FBI's investigation.
Therefore, it's imperative that the Bureau explain this issue in question, whatever it is, without any delay.
And here she simply says, get worried.
Get worried. Get worried. Get worried.
And she's worried.
She has every reason to be worried. This is another telltale. That I think in some ways, the reversals you found on Hillary, which talk about her being afraid, scared, and now worried, are just really telling. They're amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I've never heard anything like it. I've never heard anything like her subconscious conducting a dialogue with her, basically saying, oh, shut up, stop lying.
We've got some stunning reversals like that.
Go ahead and you have a routine set up, so go ahead with that.
Okay, all right. So here's another new reversal on Hillary. Of course, the FBI's opened its VS investigations, and Huma Abedin is right up the top of the list. Emails on her husband, Anthony Weiner's computer. God, you can't make this stuff up, you know. Anthony Weiner, sex fiend, has Hillary Clinton emails on his computer. Anyway, so here's Hillary talking about.
I'm reaching out to all Americans, Democrats, Republicans, and Independents.
Okay, this is after the investigation was open, and she says backward, the crime we'll all face, humor, as in humor, abundant. You hear that, Jeff?
Oh, yeah.
So, the crime we'll all face, she's very much aware of it, and Huma Abedin is involved in it up to her neck, okay? So.
Yeah, well, she is, as you know, a Saudi Arabian intel asset, probably overseen at the higher level by Mossad, and was set in as a honey trap to move into Hillary's campaign, into Hillary's life years and years ago, and she's done that. She knows probably as much about Hillary as Hillary does by now. So she's very dangerous and clearly in danger herself if she were to go completely off the reservation.
Yeah, she is. She is anyway, but she's obviously highly on Hillary's mind. And here we have another one from Hillary. This is after the FBI thing broke.
I want to summon every American to,
And here she says, you're venomous.
You're venomous.
So that gives us a bit of an insight into her. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, here's an interesting one. This is Michelle Obama campaigning for Hillary.
Thank goodness! You guys are fired up!
Here she says, murder presiding.
That's very clear. Very clear.
Yep. Yeah. Gets into the whole thing of bodies of following the Clintons, and of course, we've got those classic reversals on Bill Clinton about Vincent Foster.
Yeah.
And we've had other reversals that point to shenanigans. There's one right there, and then we've got that classic one on Donald Trump. Here, let's play this.
Could also be China. Could also be lots of other people. It also could be somebody sitting on their bed that weighs 400 pounds, okay? You don't know who broke in to DNC. But what did we learn with DNC?
And talking about the DNC, he says, see all the dead men.
See all the dead men.
See all the dead men.
Hmm.
See all the dead men.
So there you go.
Wow, that's very interesting, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty intense. Murder presiding, see all the dead men.
Well, the stakes here are sky high, and I think that's what we're reflecting here. They're not messing around.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, the stakes are absolutely huge. They couldn't be any closer. Yeah.
Right. Okay, all right, very good. Okay, David, let's get right back to them here.
All right, okay, here we have a couple of interesting verses on Trump. These are all new ones. This is talking about his message to the New World Order.
They will seek to destroy everything about you, including your reputation.
And he says they're very evil.
Very evil.
Oh, that's faint. Hang on, let me see if I can up the volume on that. Sorry about that. I'll give it a bit more volume. Okay, they're very evil.
Very evil.
Yep.
Very evil.
It's one of those reversals where every word and every syllable and every letter is all there.
Yeah, it's all there. Yep. Yeah. This is what he thinks about the establishment, and here's another one.
Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe, and morally deformed.
And here he says, terror, assassinate.
Terror, assassinate. Terror.
That's how they operate, the New World Order, through terror and assassination.
So, well, they did try at least one time to assassinate him. That is, very interesting. When you think of the syllables in the word assassinate, they're all there. All the syllables are there. He didn't say assassinate or anything like that. He said assassinate. Clearly, and terror. Play it again, David.
Yeah, I will. Okay, so terror, assassinate. Listen to the assassinate.
Terror, assassinate.
It's all there.
Terror, assassinate.
Yeah.
So, can I ask David a question?
Sure, go ahead.
Go ahead, Madeline. Yeah.
What do you think that means, that he thinks they will assassinate him?
Or? I think this is their modus operandi, they create terror and assassin. But, yeah, look, I have found a couple of verses on Trump that talk about his own death, you know, so we've played those on the show. So he's in a very, very precarious position, very dangerous position. So, I'm sure he's got all his security around him. So, but, yeah, this reverse, it's just the evil of the New World Order and the establishment he's fighting against. Okay?
So, right.
Yep. All right, here we have a couple of funny reversals. This is from Obama endorsing Hillary.
That's some of what I've learned while serving as your president.
And here he says, no badder woman.
No badder woman.
And again.
No badder woman.
And again.
No badder woman.
No badder woman. Wow. Who found that? That's a great find.
That was found by my lady in Canada.
Wow, good job.
Yeah, great one. Yeah, no, that's a good one. Yeah, and here we have Obama endorsing Hillary again.
My faith is stronger about the simple American ideal as old as our founding. The people who love their country can change it for the better. I have seen it happen.
And bear in mind, he's endorsing Hillary, and backwards it says, crime, oh, this survivor. And what I think that means, Hillary's committed many crimes, and so far she survived. So he's aware of the criminal nature of Hillary, and he's saying, "Oh, she survived." So yeah, it's all very disenchanting, I must admit. So.
This is a good word, disenchanting. Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, I'm being nice. No, I think when we get onto the second hour, we start comparing Hillary and Trump. That's what we'll do in the second hour. It's just absolutely staggering, the difference between the two of them. Just absolutely stunning. So I think that's all the new ones I got. So we may go on to some. Oh no, here we go. Here we have Hillary after the debate.
But as I said in the closing, which they gave us at the last minute.
And he says, let them sell this away, bitch.
Let him sell this away, bitch.
Huh.
Let him sell this away, bitch.
Don't know who she's calling a bitch.
Let him sell this away, bitch.
I think she's talking about herself, you know.
I think so. I think so. Yeah. No, that's kind of a pat on the back in an oblique way. Listen to the way she says it, though. Again, that's one of the most amazing things about reverse speech is the nuances and the way phrases can be delivered with all kinds of different inflections that mean things. And she's just being casual and laying it out there and then just talking about herself. Play it one more time. The way she says that and the pause before it, It's almost like an afterthought.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, okay, so here it is. Let him sell this away, bitch.
Let him sell this away, bitch.
Wow.
Let him sell this away, bitch.
Nice and clear.
Let him sell this away, bitch.
Yeah, it's inarguably clear, and it is what it is.
Yeah, it is. And we're getting an insight into some of the language that Hillary uses.
She's legendary for that. Everyone who's ever been around her, we know the stories. Books have been written about it. She had that meltdown after the presidential forum when Matt Lauer asked her a question that she apparently didn't have in advance. He went off the reservation, asked her a real journalism question or two, and she was screaming afterwards in the back room, witnessed by an NBC staffer, and demanding that the guy was to be terminated immediately, just yelling at him and foul mouthed, and yep. And then she said also in that famous statement, she said, "If that effing Trump gets in the White House, we're all going to the gallows."
Well, she's probably very...
That's perfect.
Yeah, well, she said that in forwards, too, so there was no mistaking it.
Well, she's very accurate. If Trump gets in, Hillary's going to jail.
I think so.
And so she should, too.
She's way overdue. Way overdue.
Way overdue, yeah.
Her criminal actions just absolutely flabbergast me. I've been watching Fox. Well, I always watch Fox, but I was just the last week. I mean, watching the news come out about Hillary, and I'm shaking my head in disbelief. How is this woman even allowed on the campaign trail? It's just
my question precisely.
Unbelievable. The Democrats got out of the wrong side of the bed when they voted, gave her the job. Anyway. Here we're talking about the Democrats. Here's an oldie from Bernie Sanders that we now know exactly what it means. So here's the forwards.
If a local, state, or federal government wants to protect the environmental needs of our people, they can be taken to an international tribunal because they threaten future profits.
And here he says, all this evil Dem around me. Dem short for Democrats, of course.
Obviously, evil Dem around me.
And again. And we know how spot on that was now, because they were conspiring against Bernie Sanders in the Democratic National Committee. Didn't someone resign over that, if I remember correctly?
Well, yeah, the chairman.
Yep, that's right. Over
Debbie.
The chairman.
Email, wasn't it?
Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Did you ever do her chart? Did we ever spend any time on her, Madeline?
No, I don't have her data. That's an unfortunate piece that you have to get the data. But it was more than Debbie. It seemed like there were
a few
of them.
Yeah. And remember, don't ever forget that the night before Bernie endorsed Hillary, he was apparently beaten.
Yep,
he showed up
right.
With that big... Remember that? Madeline,
yep.
I can hardly hear you here. Talk a little louder.
Oh, there we go.
Okay. He had that big gash in his cheekbone.
Yeah.
On the right side, and it looked like somebody punched him wearing a ring. That's the only thing I can figure out to remove that kind of a piece of flesh. He still has the scar, and he also has a $600,000 beach house now. So I think he was given his exit. Madeline, we're going to say goodnight here at this point.
Okay.
And you did just a wonderful job the first hour, bringing a lot of perspective to this from your work, but in general, I think pragmatically, and I hope everyone pays attention to that. And I'm going to talk to you on Election Day and find out about this timeout and see what happens there. This is very interesting. So thank you.
You're welcome, and I appreciate the time and hope everyone enjoys the show next week.
Oh, yeah. It'll be wild.
Nice talking with you, David.
The same. Okay,
great. Okay, you
Thanks,
guys
Madeline.
Take care.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Okay, we will pause on this note. David, that first reversal that you played of Hillary... Play that again real quick right now before we go to the break. I want to hear that again.
Which reversal?
The one where she's afraid or scared. What was it? I forgot now.
Get worried. Okay.
Worried. That's it. Worried.
Yeah, get worried. Talking about the FBI investigation.
Yeah.
Therefore, it's imperative that the Bureau explain this issue in question, whatever it is, without any delay.
Backwards, get worried.
Get worried.
Speaks for itself, doesn't it?
It certainly does. And the point is, she was the last to find out about Comey reopening the investigation. She was on a plane, and they weren't hooked up to the internet on the plane. It didn't have Wi-Fi or a connection. She didn't know until she got off the plane after it landed. That's when she found out that the investigation had been reopened, and she had to be furious. And I think inside, she was worried, because she should have been told before she got on that plane to fly wherever she was going. But she wasn't. So it's a pretty big signal to her, and I think, yeah, that's what you're hearing there.
Yeah, Ron.
All right, let's take our break and come right back. Lots of reversals to go with David, live from Australia, as we continue. Market Trends is predicting Trump will win, that he has an 87.5% chance of winning outright on Tuesday. So we will find out. All right, David, go ahead.
All right, so what we're going to look at now is a compilation of the best reversals of Hillary and Trump. What do we say? Well, look, we've played a bit of Hillary the first hour, so let's go and look at, let's start off with looking at some Trump. And remind you of some of the classic Trump reversals. We'll start off with, like, here's the first one.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't notice Swedish people knocking down the World Trade Center. This
so why?
And I came out very strongly against the mosque being built virtually
and
across
so
the street.
And so did I. You and I were on the same page. Okay.
And here he says, America now. Clear as day.
See, that, so that goes back. That goes back to the beginning, David, and so
yes,
from the beginning, this man has never changed because that's who he is. He is an American patriot. Period. End of story.
Yep, exactly right. Yep, and here he says another America reversal.
And I will see you soon. I'll be back very soon. Thank you very much. Thank you.
And he says America to serve God.
America to serve God.
There you go. That should make the fundamentalist Christians happy. Okay.
Yeah.
Got some nice, good Christian values there. Okay. Do I play? Yeah, let's play another America reversal. Here we go.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And he says, America, wake up.
America. Wake up.
America.
And that's been the whole tenor of his campaign. I mean, people were criticizing him for saying the elections are rigged, but it's true. He's telling America to wake up, and he's that's why he's hated by the structure, because he's stating it the way it is.
Okay? Yeah, exactly. I just am amazed at how that works. It's so little sound forward. And it is exact in reverse. It's exact. It's just what it is. And there's a pause there too, a delay.
Yes,
the subconscious is takes its own time. It's not to be denied. And again, it took me years to get this through my head, but the subconscious uses the sounds of your forward speech to make the words it is trying to communicate to you in reverse. And our brains are perfectly wired to hear. In reverse, we hear everything that's said. That's why if you get around someone and you're not comfortable around them or you like them, you're hearing them at your subconscious. You're hearing them speak. There's a dialogue going on back and forth in many cases, and you're comfortable. And it's just as simple as it could be.
Yep, absolutely. Here's another America reversal.
Thank you, everybody. So here's what happened. I got here, and they all said, we have a great crowd. We don't have time for the national anthem. I said, yes, we do. We have time for the national anthem.
And he says, we love America.
Would you please play the one prior to that one again?
America, wake up?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
America.
Nice and clear.
That's
what he's doing.
Totally clear. Now play the forwards again. I just want to see people how economical this is. There's no wasted sounds, noises, nothing.
Sure. Okay, so here's the forwards.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, all he says is thank you very
much.
That's
it.
Now you say thank you very much. Hey, you're not going to get America wake up. It's to do with the exact way that he pronounces, even down to the subtle breath that he uses.
Yeah, yeah.
All creates reversals. It's so here we've got Trump about talking about America, loving America. Now we look at Hillary Clinton, and we have a whole different story. Okay, so here's Hillary Clinton.
The young people in America today are the most open, diverse, and connected generation.
Yeah, she's speaking very positively, but back when she says, did the crime, and I'll be quiet. Wow. There it is. And she has been quiet. No press conferences. Actually, the only press conference she held was when she, the FBI re-announced the investigation. She made a very quick statement there. And took
yeah,
one
and it
question.
Wasn't a statement made with a lot of confidence because she didn't really, it hadn't settled in. She was, the first remarks she made were rather disjointed. She didn't understand what was going on because she didn't know. It came as a complete surprise to her.
Yep. Okay, so Trump uses America. Hillary uses crime. Here's another one.
We've seen rage and violence directed at American embassies over an awful internet video that we had nothing to do
lie,
with.
Absolutely. Give me a break. And she says, in a crime, but I did.
In a crime, but I did.
Yes, she did. She committed
David,
a crime.
She says, in a crime that I did.
Oh, that I did. Okay.
Yeah, she's admitting it, that I did it.
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right. It is that I did. Here we go. Yep, absolutely. That's an admission. That's it. There's your Benghazi right there, okay?
Wow.
And here we have another one.
He bought full-page ads in newspapers across America back in 1987 when Ronald Reagan was president, saying that America lacked a backbone and the world was, you guessed it, laughing at us.
And here she says, war crime, what a mess.
Look where I'm at a mess.
Look where I'm at a mess.
Okay. Yeah, and it's her mess. It's her war crimes. It's and so here we have three reversals of crime on Hillary Clinton. Now, I've never heard the word crime on Donald Trump. And then we have all the reversals on Donald Trump about America, and I've never heard America on Hillary Clinton. Okay, so...
That is so indicting right there. Talk about indicting people. She's in it for herself. Look, if they get back in the White House, and I mean both of them, Bonnie and Clyde, they won't be billionaires when they get. They'll be trillionaires when they get out. They'll turn the whole damn country into the Clinton Foundation on steroids.
This is what you're going to get if she gets back to the White House. This is Hillary Clinton when she was first lady.
We are also very pleased by everything that he's been able to do, and we've loved being here. So, you know, it's kind of
Washington ways.
Balances it way itself out.
And here she says, "Bless the ale, this is the life."
Bless the ale, this is no life.
Bless the ale, this is no life.
It's just a big party.
Oh yeah.
That's what she wants. She wants the life, the ale, you know, the good times, the fun.
Well, it's like Obama. How much does he spend in American tax dollars taking vacations on Air Force One, flying out to... I forget how many rounds of golf he's played in Las Vegas at this particular golf course he likes, but that costs a fortune every time he goes out there to play golf.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yep. So, okay, so here's another classic Hillary Clinton reversal.
And you know what? It also matters when he makes fun of people with disabilities. Calls women pigs.
And once again, speaking with great, you know, passion, allegedly.
Conviction.
Conviction, that's the word I'm looking for. Back when she says, and I'll scam you. So,
and I'll scam you.
And I'll scam you.
I mean,
and I'll scam you.
I mean, this is Hillary Clinton, folks. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you, you know.
Well, that's her subconscious that telling that it's truth. That's what she's doing. That's what she's going to do, always has done. She's a scammer.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, where's the one I'm looking for? I've lost it. Okay, all right. Doesn't matter. Found a new reversal. When we've talked about Hillary's drug use, alleged drug use, I mean, stimulants, whatever she's on. So here we have another one about drugs.
And you know, I am sick and tired of the negative, dark, divisive, dangerous vision and behavior of people who support Donald Trump.
Listen, you know, she let some of the real hate and animosity leak out there.
You're right. And here she said, drug played again.
Drug played again.
Drug played again. Drug played again.
So she's on some sort of stimulant, yeah. Performance.
She's a pharmacological balancing act, and I just wonder how long they can get away with this. I'm amazed. Apparently, she had another rage yesterday at one campaign stop. She lost it. Started yelling again. I haven't seen a video of it, and there must be one, but everyone who's been around her says the same thing. The woman is hell on wheels.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, so we've looked at a couple of Trump. We looked at a couple on Hillary. Let's go back to Trump again. Okay, so which one will I play? Okay, we'll start off with this one. Here we go.
There's a big question mark on your head. And you can't do that to the party. You really can't. You can't do that to the party. You have to have certainty. Even if it was a 1% chance, and it's far greater than 1%.
He says, we hate Hillary.
We hate Hillary.
We hate Hillary. We hate Hillary.
Do you hear all the syllables? They're all there. You can hear every letter of every word. Hillary. It's all pronounced perfectly. These are not just random sounds. This is a communication tool that the human psyche has. It's the subconscious mind. It speaks.
Yep. Actually, my staff say the reverse I'm about to play is probably the ultimate truth of reverse speech. There's no way this is coincidence. Okay, so listen to the forwards. It's Trump talking about Hillary's emails.
When he gave up that email thing, he said, here, Hillary. And you know what? That was orchestrated by the Democratic Party.
Okay, so he's talking about emails forwards and Hillary forwards. And backwards, he says, Hillary, let's see this email.
Hillary, this email.
I mean, how more congruent can you get?
That's funny. I've not heard that one before, I don't think. I don't know if you've played that before.
Oh, maybe I haven't.
That's
so
funny.
Yeah, how it is. And how can that possibly be a coincidence? I mean, we're in the middle of an email controversy by Hillary Clinton. And Hillary, let's see this email. There's just you're trying to work that out, equate it as a coincidence, and you can't. It's just... So he's congruent, and that's one of the things that we have seen about Trump is that he is congruent. You know, he's at the debate talking about an injustice.
I'd like to know, Anderson, why aren't you bringing up the emails? I'd like to know. Why aren't you getting
brought up
the bottom?
Emails.
No, it hasn't. It hasn't. And it hasn't been finished at all.
And here he simply says, is that it?
Is that it?
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
You know, nice casual comment. Okay.
Yep. And
he's being congruent. Okay?
Totally.
And here we have another. This is totally irrelevant, this reversal I'm about to play, but it shows his congruity. Here's his first debate.
To Hillary, to her family, and I said to myself, I can't do it. I just can't do it. It's inappropriate. It's not nice. But she spent hundreds of millions of dollars on negative ads on me, many of which are absolutely untrue. They're untrue and they're misrepresentations.
And here he simply says, heal my throat. And he had a sore throat the first debate.
Heal my throat. Heal my throat. Heal my throat.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
So, gee, my phone's going crazy here.
He had a cold and a sore throat, and that was interesting. Yep. And she had all the questions in advance. She had an ear speaker. She had every possible advantage. And he still did extremely well in the first debate. Sick, not feeling well. And the guy's really amazing. He's just truly an amazing man.
Yeah, absolutely is. Yep. And here he is, very confident.
And so should the Republicans shut down the government rather than fund Planned Parenthood?
Well, I don't know what's going to happen. I guess they're doing it right now as we speak. Again, I'm in my office in New York, and I guess as we speak, they're going for a vote of some kind.
And he says, I am the man.
I am the man.
I am the man.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah, a confident reverse.
Very confident. Totally. Yep. No arrogance, just very confident. I'm the guy. I'm the right guy for the job. I'm the man. He's a deal maker. He's a businessman. We are blessed with such an incredible opportunity. We'll never have it again. And if you look, no one is perfect. Everyone's got flaws and rough edges. But the big picture, if you look at his platform and compare it to hers, she wants open borders. She wants to bring in hundreds of thousands, if not ultimately millions of Muslims into this country. She wants to raise taxes on the very people that create businesses and create jobs and drive more companies out of this country. He wants to do the opposite. She wants a no-fly zone over Syria. She has said twice that I've heard she will shoot down Russian aircraft. The neocons' wet dream is Hillary Clinton calling the shots with the Pentagon in Syria. It means war. It is. And Vladimir Putin has said, what is wrong with you people, talking to the Western press? Why aren't you telling your people the truth? We're being dragged toward war here. So this is a war, a possibly thermonuclear war, or it's peace. That's what we're looking at. All right?
I think it's as simple as that. And, okay, so here's Hillary saying she'll bring us to war.
Over the past year, I've laid out my plans for defeating ISIS. We need to take out their strongholds in Iraq and Syria by intensifying the air campaign and stepping up our support.
He says, I'll bring us war. And then here we have Tim Kaine.
An awful lot of people who put their trust and their faith in Hillary. And she's always delivered for them.
This one says the villain sea war. Look at that.
Oh. It's funny. He says it almost the same way that she does.
Yeah, I know. It's everywhere. And we had one on Michelle Obama just from a interview she did this week. Let me see if I can pull this one up.
Michael Robinson. It's a man. Have you seen the pictures?
No.
Oh, yeah. Michelle Obama's a male. She has the male sex organs, the genitalia, which are clearly visible in several photographs of her in a skirt when the shadow hits her right. Yeah. No, her name is Michael Robinson. He played football in Oregon. Transferred back wherever she was, Purdue or somewhere, I can't remember. Changed the name, probably got hormone treatments. It's such a scam. The kids are adopted. It's a CIA construct, the whole thing.
Okay, well, here she is endorsing Hillary Clinton.
We know that Hillary's the right person for the job because we've seen her character and commitment, not just in this campaign, but over the course of her entire life.
And here she says, the bombardment of missile guarantee. Little bit huff to hear that one, but it is there. Yeah, a little bit tough to call that one, but anyway, there
well,
we
you
go.
You can hear of missile guarantee, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's right, yeah, I mean, and let's have a look at some more. And then we'll look at a few more on Hillary, and then we'll go back to Trump. And we're just showing you the comparison between the two, okay? Oh, look, here's a funny one where she agrees with Donald Trump. This is funny.
Clearly, as Donald just admitted, he knew he was going to stand on this debate stage and Lester Holt was going to be asking us questions. So he tried to put the whole racist birther lie to bed. But it can't be dismissed that easily.
Okay, here she says, you'll see that sense, so you fake it. In other words, she agrees with what Trump has said, so she's got to fake that she doesn't agree. You'll see that sense, so you fake it.
You'll see that sense, and you make it.
You'll see that sense, and you make it.
Okay.
You'll see that sense, and you make it.
You know what's interesting about that, too, is the way, the inflection, the way that the phrase is delivered. You'll see that sense, so you faked it. I mean, it's amazing. I'm never at a loss for words to express my amazement at reverse speech. It always amazes me.
It's incredible technology, absolutely incredible technology. Folks, if you're interested, my next training class starts in 2 weeks. Really looking for people to get trained in this.
Good.
So go to reversespeech.com. And contact me, give me a call, email me, and sign up for training. We'd love to have you. All right. Got 16 students for this class so far. So that's pretty good. I'm pretty pleased about that. All right, here we have Hillary Clinton.
It is important that we not reverse marriage equality, that we not reverse Roe v. Wade.
And here she says, serve you, con you.
Serve you, con you.
Serve me on you.
Wow.
Serve me on you.
You know, and just for the record book, this has nothing to do with the fact that this is the first woman running for president. I'd love to have a woman in the White House. I don't care. I just want to have the best American patriot, the best American citizen, the best American leader we can have. She ain't it. This is the worst thing in American history.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
That's not arguable. You can't argue it. This woman is more dirty, more corrupt than anyone at this level that I have ever read about, heard about, or experienced, period. No one can touch her. She's the worst.
Yep.
She took the U.S. Department of State and turned it into a vector for money into her own foundation, Bill and she. Look. They're billionaires now, and they'll be trillionaires, as I said, if she gets into the White House and lasts. They'll just turn the whole thing around. Take everything they can.
Right. Yeah. All right, okay, so here we have Hillary Clinton again.
You have to keep working to make things better, even when the odds are long and the opposition is fierce.
Mm-hmm. She says, great Satan.
Great Satan.
Great Satan. Great Satan.
Well, that doesn't need any explanation.
No, it speaks for itself.
Yeah, okay, I just got a note from Professor James Fetzer. He says, landslide Paul Manafort on Twitter. The battleground states are moving to Trump en masse. Media not liking the pattern. By Sunday, Trump will be over 270 in electoral votes.
Wow.
So we'll see. They are moving.
Yep.
I think America's just to the point now where they can't stomach this kind of criminality. And they shouldn't. We'll be telling the world this is a criminal nation. A criminal enterprise run by gangsters, thugs, and it's just not going to work. Stand by. David and I will be right back with more. Some fascinating reverse speech and lots to go, so let's keep at it, David. Go right ahead.
Okay, so I just played Hillary Clinton saying, "Great Satan is Donald Trump."
It's catastrophic in certain ways, but she wants to go to single payer, which means the government basically rules everything. Hillary Clinton has been after this for years. Obamacare was the first step. Obamacare is a total disaster.
And I hear this reversal as "see the fan of Satan," referring to Hillary. But some people say they say "see the plan of Satan." But I can see a, I can hear a clear F. Anyway, here we go. Is it "see the fan of Satan" or "see the plan of Satan"?
See the fan of Satan.
See the fan of Satan.
Clear F.
See the fan of Satan.
I'm hearing a clear S, a clear F, a fan.
Play that again. Play it again, Sam.
Sure.
See the fan of Satan.
See the fan of Satan.
Yeah, it's not plan. It's fan. There's an F in there.
Yeah, it's fan.
The F is slightly delayed. That's what throws people off. It's a little bit of a gap there, and then it starts.
Yep, that's right. Yep, all right, okay. Glad I wasn't off on that. Now I can hear a clear F on that. All right, let's have a look. Donald Trump, here we go.
But it's not 650. It's much less than that. But I could give you a list of banks. I would, if that would help you.
And here he says to Hillary Clinton, "You are scared."
You are scared.
You are scared. You are scared.
So he says, "You are scared." And here we have Hillary Clinton saying, "Hillary's scared."
And that's the way primaries develop. Whoever it is that is going to, you know, make it through the preliminaries, the debates, the early contests, you're going to keep moving.
And Hillary's scared.
Hillary's scared.
Hillary's scared. Hillary's scared.
That's funny. So, see, in the world of the subconscious mind, Donald could see it. She's admitting it. No secrets.
You're absolutely right. Yep. And here's Donald Trump talking about his businesses.
"Well, I think I did a much better job. I built a massive company, a great company, some of the greatest assets anywhere in the world."
And he says, "I must see the buck."
"The must see the buck."
"The must see the buck."
Which is...
"The must see the buck."
Fair enough. That's what you got to do to be a good businessman, isn't it?
Exactly.
So nice and congruent. He knows what he's doing. Yeah, here's another congruent reversal.
You know, the question was, what do I think? And I gave my opinion a few times over the last few months.
Yeah, I don't know what the topic is, but he says, "I am big on it."
"I'm big on it."
"I'm big on it."
It's another congruent reversal.
"I'm big on it."
You know, he gave his opinion, whatever he's talking about, he's big on it. You know, he's,
You know, whatever he does, what I like about the guy is he clearly puts himself in it. He dedicates him. You can hear the inner voice right there. "I'm big on it." Whatever it is. He really gets behind something. It's from the heart.
Yep. And here he's talking about Hillary, I think.
"You know what? If I just accomplish that, where you can get the people that you vote for, I have millions of more votes than Cruz. You know, if you add up the different primaries."
And here he says, "Thou blank with little people."
"No fucking little people. No fucking little people."
I guess he'd system.
"No fucking little people."
The system is hurting the little people, okay?
Yep.
And on the same line, we have this reversal here. This is the same type of sentiment.
"Now, Trump by that time will be 5 million votes because of California and the size of California."
And here he says, "They are feeble, we are fed up."
"We are feeble, we are fed up."
He's talking about the people. "They've been beaten down. We're fed up. We're not going to take this anymore."
That's right. Okay? Yeah. Yeah.
So you can see the total contrast here between Trump and Clinton. I mean, it's chalk and cheese, you know. And here we have Hillary Clinton again.
"She said it's the finest deal you've ever seen."
"No."
"And then you heard what I said about it, and all of a sudden you were against it."
"Well, Donald, I know you live in your own reality, but that is not the fact."
And here she says, "Hear the lie, worrying to Bill."
"Hear the lie, you're worrying to Bill."
"Hear the lie, you're worrying to Bill."
So she's lying.
"Hear the lie, you're worrying to Bill."
And I got another. Here's another lie.
it's just one step. If you make something illegal, what are the consequences for that illegality? So it's really just a half a step away from what they've been saying for some time.
Generally, she says, hear the lie, do it. So what do we have on Hillary? We've got crime, we've got con, we've got lie, we've got incongruity. What do we have on Trump? We have America, we have compassion, we have success. Okay.
So yeah, don't forget about with Hillary, we also have Satan. More and more of that is coming out now in the news. Suggestions of, yes, of her involved with satanic, I guess you could call them meetings, whatever. She used to go to Hollywood, allegedly, once a month for them. And now they're talking about other satanic issues involved with these wiki emails. There's suggestions. Podesta's emails have code words in them for pedophilia. There's so much there. They've dumped, 15, 20,000 emails? It's going to be a long time before people go through all of them and put all this together. But yeah, wow. The theme of Satan is coming up more and more in some of the stories I'm seeing about Clinton. And how could it not? I mean, listen, you get on a plane, you go to Epstein's Island for underage sex and God only knows what else. And allegedly, they have evidence now that Hillary went down there, too.
Huh. What do you think about Kathy O'Brien's stories?
I think, honestly, there's a lot of truth there. Some of it doesn't work for me, but I wouldn't discount it because I think that that is a very important aspect of the power game on the planet, and that's the satanic ritual abuse and the domination of someone for life. And using them as sex slaves and all of that, yeah.
Here's Kathy O'Brien talking about being a sex slave for Bill Clinton.
My sexual experience with Bill Clinton was extremely limited, in spite of the fact that I was a sex slave.
Yeah, I heard that forward.
Was my experience...
Oh, you heard that?
I heard it. I didn't know you reversed it.
Oh, yeah. And reversal says he rapes damsel.
So he rapes damsel. She's just making a generic comment about who he is, right? He's
yes,
a rapist.
That's right. Yeah, it's a generic comment. Anyway.
She's not saying he raped me. He's
no, that's not what the reversal says.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. So, where are we going to go to now? We're going to look at a few more on Hillary Clinton. Here's a funny one from a 2008 run.
12 years ago, when our country needed new leadership, Americans selected a Democrat who gave us 8 years of peace, prosperity, and promise.
Mr. Versal says, I surely would fit in. Oh, she wants that presidency so bad, doesn't she?
Yeah.
She's so close to it, she can taste it.
Yeah. Must be driving her nuts.
Oh, I wonder what's going to happen when she loses. Oh, my gosh, that's going to be...
Well, this whole thing could go so many different ways. I really couldn't hazard a good guess right now. All I can do is spell out the potentials as I see them, but it could go many different ways. It's a remarkable fluid situation. With what Manafort just said, that the Keystone battleground states are beginning to move toward Trump. I wouldn't be surprised if that's not an overstatement, if it's true. They're getting to the point where the criminality, and most people do spend some time online now, the criminality of the Clintons is so enormous, how could anyone with even a pretense of morality support that for this country?
Yeah.
What kind of a message are we sending to the world if we put this kind of crime in the White House? We are, at that point, an outlaw criminal nation.
Yeah. It's absolutely incredible, absolutely staggering. All right, here we have another one on Hillary.
Well, I have to tell you, I have
tried in every way I know how, literally from my years as a young lawyer all the way through my time as Secretary of State, to level with the American people.
And here she says, and our families kill the law.
And our families kill the law.
Oh, and our family killed the law, sorry.
And our families kill the law.
Kill the law.
The Nottingham kill the law.
And our family kill the law.
The Nottingham kill the law.
Well, that's what our family's doing, isn't it?
Yeah, it almost sounds like and our families killed them all.
Oh, really? Oh, let's listen again.
The Nottingham kill the law.
Oh, I can hear
that. The Nottingham kill the law.
I think it's law, Jeff.
The Nottingham kill the law.
I can hear an L on that. Anyway.
Good. Okay. Matter. Whatever. Yeah, it's there.
Yep.
This woman is, remember, as a young lawyer, what did she do? She defended a rapist of a 12-year-old girl, destroyed her life, and then laughed about it.
Here's Donald Trump talking about that very event.
She represented, got him off, and she's seen laughing on two separate occasions, laughing at the girl who was raped. Kathy Shelton, that young woman, is here with us tonight.
And he says, it's so crazy.
It's so crazy.
It's so crazy.
And it is crazy.
It's so crazy.
Yeah, he's truly incredulous about it. It is. It's totally crazy.
Yep. And once again, what you're getting from Trump is what he really thinks, what he really feels. He exposes himself in reverse, okay? I saw an interesting clip on Fox about a week ago where Dennis Miller was being interviewed, and I don't know whether he's been listening to your shows, but he said Hillary's got two voices. She's got one voice that she wants us to believe, and she's got another voice, her inner voice, that is so far away from her outer voice, it's slapping her around the face to make her listen. And this is exactly
That's
what we're
funny.
Seeing.
That's funny. We've been playing reversals that indicate exactly that. When her internal voice, as Dennis Miller called it, her subconscious, tells her to shut up, that...
I know.
Yeah, I'm sure he's listening. Yeah.
Another
Santa Barbara boy.
Yeah, and so here's Hillary's voice telling her to be quiet.
I have spent a very long time, my entire adult life, looking for ways to even the odds, to help people have a chance to get ahead.
And oh, be quiet.
Oh, be quiet.
Oh, be quiet. I laugh every time I hear that.
Oh, be quiet.
That's her inner voice slapping around the face saying, listen to me. Keep your mouth shut.
No, you got to play that again. That's just so classic.
Okay, so
be quiet.
I have spent a very long time, my entire adult life, looking for ways to even the odds, to help people have a chance to get ahead.
Oh, be quiet.
Oh, be quiet.
Oh, be quiet.
This is I love the pause, David. Oh, be quiet.
Yeah.
It's not, oh, be quiet. It's, oh, yeah. Be quiet.
Just, I know, it's said with that, oh, would you shut up?
I'm really tired of this. Come on, woman. You know, and where are the feminists? You know, we know what she did to Bill Clinton's victims. And we know that in Britain, since February, over 1 million British girls and women have been raped by these Muslim immigrants that have been forced into that country. Over 1 million rapes, David. And many of these women's lives are destroyed. Many of them are going to die because probably 30% of the rapists, those who come from Africa, are infected with AIDS and TB and untreatable STDs. These women's lives, it's not just a rape, which is horrific enough. They're going to die, some of them. And where are the feminists talking about this, opposing this mass immigration that Hillary wants? She wants to bring these people in. And they're all coming in at 18 to 30 years of age, approximately. 85 to 90% of them are fighting-aged males. They're soldiers.
Wow.
And they're coming in to Europe. They've destroyed Germany. They're destroying Britain, France. Look what they're doing in France. And that's what she wants to do to this country. And if she gets in office, every woman in this country had better get a gun and better learn how to use it, because you're going to be at risk.
That's true. And here she is again saying, be quiet.
Have health care, and their families don't have to worry about
losing their house to take care of their sick kid. I am proud of my record of public service and the results that I've gotten to help people have better lives.
She's talking about being proud of her public service, but backwards she says, be quiet, not valid.
Be quiet, not valid.
In other words, your public service is not valid.
That's
shut
funny.
Up, Hillary. This is a load of rubbish. Is what
yeah. Well, she's definitely got a it shows you, in a way, how the subconscious mind, in a universal sense, is still moral.
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, at the deepest levels of reverse speech, it is literally your spirit talking to you and giving you advice and guidance and instructions. And depending on how congruent you are, how much you're in touch with your inner self will depend on how much you can actually hear that voice of the spirit talking to you. And if it's chastising you, well, most people don't want to listen to it, you know. Anyway, quite amazing. When these elections are all over, I'd like to do a show on just some of the incredible deep aspects of reverse speech where it gets way down to the soul. It's very exciting. But all this year, we've been concentrating on the election, haven't we?
So, you started out and we talked about it, and you've been here over a year now, and we have given such insight to these people and other candidates as well who have long since dropped out now. That it's been something that I just can't imagine going through the season without the technology of reverse speech. It's
given us such an amazing insight into their thoughts and where they come from. Talk about the other candidates. I'm not a great fan of Jeb Bush, but here's a pretty cool reversal on Jeb Bush.
Republican senators who are getting the Heisman constantly from this president about this feel really frustrated that their voice isn't being heard.
And he says, it's over if they don't stop Hillary. Now he's probably going to vote for her, the way it's looking.
That's funny. Well, you never know.
Maybe
when they go in there, they know this woman is crooked. The word is that the Bush Clinton cartel works hand in hand. They're not strangers. They're on the same side of the tracks.
Yep, you're right.
All right, about 4 minutes left, David.
All right, a couple more on Hillary.
What difference at this point does it make? It is our job to figure out what happened and do everything we can.
This is Benghazi, and she says, I had a worry.
I had a worry.
Big one.
I had a worry.
But how does this woman sleep at night? Get worried? Hillary's scared? Well, I had a worry?
She's a psychopath, and consciously her morality doesn't exist, so she can sleep. Although I would imagine that at the subconscious level, there has to be... That's probably why she has such physical problems now. The conflict with her conscious mind and her subconscious mind has created Parkinson's and God knows what she has. It shows up. You wear out. The conflict is totally debilitating over time. And I'll bet you there's a link.
Yep, and here she is talking about being ill.
Let me start by saying words matter. Words matter when you run for president, and they really matter when you are president.
And but I'm ill.
I'm ill.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's in a way almost disqualifying herself. Her subconscious is saying, hey, I'm sick. I'm ill.
That's right.
What am I doing? So there's maybe a conflict there as well. Oh,
yep.
Fascinating.
The woman's full of conflicts. Full of conflicts. Yep. All I can say is an Australian citizen looking in, it doesn't look pretty. And if you're going to vote for Hillary Clinton, be prepared to... kiss everything goodbye, because it will. You'll be starting World War III, you know. And if you don't go and vote, then you're voting for Hillary Clinton.
That's exactly true. Thanks for mentioning that. Yeah. And if you vote Greens, if you vote Libertarian, you're voting for Hillary.
If you
write somebody in, you're voting for Hillary. There's only one way. This is black and white. This is dark and light. This is war and peace. This is the survival of America or the death of America. It's that simple. It's that simple. We've proven this over and over again. And I know, yeah, I'm preaching to the choir out there for the most part, but maybe there's some new listeners out there who are still not decided. And apparently there are a lot of people changing their minds now. And with the amount of information that Julian Assange has released, how could they not? It's astonishing.
Yeah. Absolutely astonishing. Vote for Donald Trump, folks. Okay? I don't know what else to say. It's black and white, chalk and cheese, good and evil.
Yeah.
Night and day. I've been following election campaigns since Bill Clinton, and I've never seen such a stark comparison, such a
Never such a difference. No, I agree.
Never seen such a stark comparison.
Yeah.
Incredible. I think history has brought Donald Trump along at this time to fix America up. You know, history has a way of putting the right presidents in at the right time. Let's hope America does it.
Well,
right
a lot thing. Of people would like to think that there may be a higher presence involved in making this happen now, because it is so unusual, and it came out of nowhere, and no one could have ever predicted this. He was one of 17 people. And some people are suggesting that there is some kind of intervention here at work to save this planet.
Yeah. I think it's that critical. I actually believe it's that critical. Yes, to save the planet. Nuclear is a big issue. Here, have I got time for one last reversal?
Of course. Go ahead.
Donald Trump.
To me, always the number one security threat to the United States is nuclear. That's our biggest threat. It's our biggest risk.
And he says, yes, then I need this oath, the oath of office.
Yes, then I need this oath.
Yes, then I need this oath.
So he needs the oath of office to protect us from
the biggest
threat.
Can't do it without the oath. That's right. Yep. That's right.
That's exactly right.
Yep. Wow, what an important reversal. Well, David, wow, indeed. You're going to be back on next Thursday, the day after. Yeah, if you've got time. So we'll see what happens, and there'll be things to record and reverse after the election is over. I don't think, unless Donald Trump wins, this is going to go on for a long time in the courts. Maybe the Supreme Court. Remember the Al Gore, George Bush election?
Oh, yeah. How can you forget that?
Right?
Yeah.
Who made the choice? The Supreme Court decided, and they installed George Bush. It was just that simple. So we'll see what happens. Thank you, and thank you officially and formally for this whole year plus of all the reversals you've worked on, and your girl up in Canada and the other people. It's been really important in helping people make up their minds. And Dennis Miller has been listening, no doubt in my mind. You're right, and we're on the doorstep now. Let's see what happens when we walk through. Thank you, David.
No worries, Jeff. Speak to you soon.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Okay, that's our program on this Friday night, which is the last Friday night that this nation will ever have in this condition. We'll see what happens. It's up to you. It's up to all of us. Have a good weekend, and we will talk to you on Monday.